Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G, and I'm going to be taking callers today, as I always do. I want you to know that if the switchboard is full, I will get through as many people as I possibly can, of course. And as I call out your 3 area code digits, please just tell me your name, where you're from, and then your question. So please have a question or a connection ready, and I'll be happy to help you. One little detail I need to share with you. I had a show scheduled for tomorrow at 1 p.m. That show is being pushed back a week to next Tuesday at 1 p.m. So please don't forget to follow me or, you know, like my show on Blog Talk so that whenever there's a change to my shows or whenever I have a new show coming out, you can be notified. I think that's how it works anyway. All right. I'm going to the very first caller, and the very first caller is 203. Hello, 203. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Pat from Connecticut. Thank you. I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. How can I help you today, Pat?
Well, I spoke to you for the first time last week about my dog and his bleeding and leaking from his anal gland. I think the antibiotics and the prednisone has pretty much cleared him up. But I am now focusing on he's been panting probably maybe for about 6 months now. And I thought it was, I was hoping when I put him on thyroid, it would help that, but it's not. And as I'm paying more attention to him, I realize this is probably a serious thing. Panting and drinking a lot of water.
So panting and drinking a lot of water can be a lot of different things. One of them could be diabetes. One could be dehydration. And whenever you put a dog on medication or have a dog or even a person on medication, dehydration is a real side effect that people are not aware of. Sometimes changing food can help with some of that, but let me let you finish what you were going to say.
I just don't know. I don't have a lot of money. I don't know what direction to go, and the vet is talking C-scan and chest x-ray and... Someone just told me of a vet called Banfield. I guess it might be a chain, and they, if you pay a certain amount of money every month, you get a lot of free stuff. I don't know if I should make a switch again. The one I'm seeing right now is Dr. Mag. I was seeing another vet for years. Someone said perhaps parasites. I don't know if she meant intuitively or just a guess. I'm concerned about hearts. I don't know where to cautiously put my money, whether it's a healer, a psychic, energetic medicine or traditional stuff. Just wondering what you see.
Okay, so the first thing I hear is food. So, and, you know, I'm sure you, with dogs, pets, with people, a lot of the food lines have been compromised, and pets have allergies to certain things just as humans do. So one thing I want you to really look at is food. And I started clearing your dog already. We'll see where that goes. I think there is going to be some medication that is needed no matter what, regardless of, I feel like I'm hearing medication. I feel like your baby will need some medication. Now, here's the thing. I've had two hairless Chinese Crested, and I love
right.
them beyond everything. And I made a deal with them at a certain age. I said to them, I said, I'll take the hit. If you get sick, I'm not going to keep you around and not let you have a good quality of life or have to be on like this many medications every day. I'll take that hit. I'm going to let you go home, which is the hardest thing to do. And some people would think that's very selfish of me and would be like, no, you need to make them survive as long as they, and you know what? No, if they don't get up every day and they're not bouncing mm-hmm. around and, you know, they're pets, they should be like jumping for joy every moment. So when the time came, when the diagnoses came and I knew it was the time, nobody could make that choice except for me. And I promised them early on that
yeah.
I would make that choice for them.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason I'm sharing this story is because you're going to have some really difficult decisions coming in. Okay, now I'm not saying they're right now. I'm not saying they're right now. But you have to look at the one thing they're going to ask you to do throughout this process is to, okay, so, yeah, okay. So the one thing they're going to ask you to do throughout this process with your baby is to make sure you ask, what are the long-term results? Where is this leading? When I took my little girl in, my guides kept saying, you can't throw money at this. You can't throw money
yeah.
at this. Sometimes even if you have a lot of money, and I didn't, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I'm not swimming in Benjamins by any means. But they just kept saying, you can't throw money at this, meaning this can't be fixed. It's kind of a done deal. And for some reason, they're having me share this story with you.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have handled her last 24 hours differently because I left her at the vet in a...
Oh.
Instead of... Yeah, because they were like, if we do this, there's a really good... You know, there are things looking back. However, they were doing what they knew. And in this case, I'm hearing months... Now, that could be 20 months. Animals are just like people. They have the right and the free will to make certain choices as to when they want to go back home and don't. So one of the things I'm going to tell you is be very conservative with your choices at this point. Think of quality of life rather than quantity of life. And make choices that are very proactive. These are the three statements that I'm getting for you and your baby. Don't worry about what other people think. And again, I'm channeling right now. Don't worry about what other people think and don't listen to everybody else's story. At the end of the day, whatever decision you make, you have to go to bed and be able to sleep at night, knowing that the choice you made was right for your baby and for you. I feel like... there are going to be some very difficult choices for you to make over the next month. Now, that doesn't mean your baby's going to go home within the month. That just means what they're telling me is the choices you make now are very important. John Line, I feel like a vet is going to be the most helpful place to go. And you are going to have to... you know, tell you have to walk in and you have to tell the vet, this is how much money I have, what are the most, based on the symptoms, what are the most important tests that we can get for this money, because that's, you know, they're a business too. And when did owning a pet become like owning a child? It's so expensive. So that's the crazy part. Vets are so expensive now, and I get it. They have a lot of, you know, bills to pay too, but you just have to say, listen, this is my budget. Run the test that will give us the answer. Don't go the gamut, because if your vet isn't intuitive enough to know, like, listen, these are the symptoms, this is what it normally is, then that's just not the right vet. You don't want a vet that needs to run 20 tests. I always say a farm vet is the best vet.
A what?
So you know a farm vet, like vet that works on a farm, because they just know. They just know. A farm vet is the best vet. So if you can find a farm vet or a vet that is getting ready to retire, those are the best vets to work with. You know, your baby is compromised right now in health, and is going to they actually, there's something they're missing. Now, as I look at your baby, what I'm seeing is a lot of, they're going to have to, you know, if you find out a good vet, like an older vet that's been doing this for a really long time, you're going to get the best value and the best answers and the truth, okay? There are two things that are compromising your baby's health right now. And that's the best way I can say this is, this month, throughout the month of April, you're going to have to make some very tough choices.
Can you tell me what they are? You know, if
no,
it's stomach,
no,
then
no,
why?
No. Because
this
I just am not comfortable.
It's
okay,
going to help
listen,
you save money.
It's not. It's not going to help you save money. Even if I tell you what they are, you're not going to walk into a vet, and a vet is going to say, you're going to say to the vet, oh, a psychic told me this, so just treat this. No.
Oh, no.
You're going to walk into the vet, and the vet is going to say, we need to run the test anyway. So no matter what, I'm telling you, you need to re-listen to this show. Just, I do, half of my show is gone already on you, don't mind that at all. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You need to re-listen to this show very, very carefully and understand the real meaning of the messages that they have given you. Sometimes we think if we have this answer, it's going to fix the problem.
I'm not looking to fix the problem. I know he may leave. I'm ready for that. I'm committed to letting him go if he needs to. Just right now, $450 for a CAT scan or an X-ray. I just don't know which direction to go.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Either.
I just don't feel like those are going to give you the answers you're needing.
Okay.
Maybe if they want to do a blood panel can tell you so much more than anything
we
else
did that.
Can.
We did that. $200 worth of that. Everything looks good.
I'm telling you, so here's the best way I can say this. If they do a scan, whatever they find might not even be fixable.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
So here's, I really wish I could talk to you for the rest of the show,
okay.
But I really
right.
can't because
thank
there
you.
Are a lot of other people waiting. So what I'm going to say is thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you the best. I will clear your baby, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go directly to 775. Hello, 775. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hey, Wendy. How are you today?
Well, I think I mentioned to you that I had a serious fall on March 14th. I've been off work ever since. Now they're checking into a balance issue. I have supporting details from my two visits from the physical therapist, and I'm going to go see Dr. Diane, that's her first name, at 11:40 Pacific Standard Time. How long will Dr. Diane write me off work?
Gosh, Wendy, I don't know. I don't know. And sweetie, you have called before and we have chatted before, and I'm really going to encourage you to look into either other employment or another option, because you, my dear, are not happy. You're not very happy in your work situation. And I just think it's time for you to look for a new work situation or a new way of bringing money in. And I think it's very important for you, while you have this time off, whatever time it is, to take that into consideration and use it valuably to move forward in a way that will give you a much more secure future and a much more solid future. I think that you are looking at things the wrong way. I think you need to reassess the way you're looking at things, and I think you need to make some different choices as far as your future goes. I think, you know, sometimes we have to, if we are not happy with where we are, or we're more concerned about how much time we can get off of a place, and we spent more time off of that place than we have working at that place, it's time to switch careers or switch jobs or find a new way to bring income in. And I know that it's not always easy, but it just might be time for you to make that choice. Okay, sweetie?
I am applying elsewhere, but physically I'm not able to work right now because I sprained both.
Oopsie, I think I lost that call. Okay, sorry. Okay, next I'm going to go to 412. Hello, 412. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How can I help you today?
Okay. Did you need my name?
If you want to give it to me, you can.
Yeah, my name's Keisha, and I wanted to know, this is about a relationship. His name is Eben.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you see this heading?
Okay, so this is a nice switch. So I'm gonna enjoy this switch for a moment. So thank you for laughing with me. I am going to tell you. You know, he's a good guy. He's solid. He's very strong, and he can be opinionated. Am I tapping into the right guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. He likes you. He likes you a lot. How long have you two known each other now?
About, so crazy, only like 3 weeks, but it seemed like I knew him forever.
Right. Okay. He likes you. He does like you a lot. You have to do the cat and mouse a little bit. Okay? Not too much. Don't make it easy. Kind of even, and that doesn't mean just intimately. That means don't let him know he has you until. The message I'm getting is he likes to play. Now, I'm asking them, does that mean, how do they mean that? Because that can mean a lot of different things. That could mean he has a very youthful, playful spirit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I think that means he likes to go out. He likes to have fun. He likes to enjoy himself. It doesn't necessarily mean with a lot of other people. the biggest message I can give you for this particular situation and relationship is don't let him know he has you. Okay? A little bit elusive. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't make it so easy. Don't let him know you're down for him. Make sure that you're doing that just a little bit of cat and mouse. And it's not playing a game. At 3 weeks, we don't know if this is the person. We might think it is, but there's a lot we don't know about this person yet.
Right.
Let him, okay, that's a beautiful way to, let him win you. Let him show you who he is and how he shows up as a man in a relationship for you, and let him win you. If we make it too easy, sometimes guys feel like it's not as valuable or worth it, and then they move on to the next challenge. Guys really love a challenge, and he's a good guy, he's solid, but he still wants to know you're a prize, and if you're a prize, there has to be a little bit of winning going on there. A little bit of unavailability, a little bit of going out with my friends tonight. Keep them guessing a little bit. He likes the mystique and the mysteriousness of things, and he really enjoys being able to find out about a person but not have everything put on the table. Does that make sense? So I would say, even if you're all in on this guy, don't let him know you're all in on this guy. Don't skip your girls' nights out. Still keep your family stuff in place. Be available when you really are available. And don't let him know he has you on lockdown yet. He really does like you, but you have to present in a way that says, you don't have me yet. Okay?
Mhm. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mhm. Yeah.
But he is a good guy. He shows up to me. This doesn't mean this is his career, but he shows up to me as like a cop or a soldier. And when somebody shows up to me in that, like in with that persona, that tells me they're a protector. They're very strong. They're down for the people around them. They're very much like a cop or a military man. And those guys are protectors. Those guys are good for the fight. They're in it. Once they're in something, they're in it. So since they're showing me this persona of him, like this is his, way of being with the people he cares about, that makes him a very, very good guy. Now, even though he's a very good guy and he shows up, he presents as his persona shows up as a cop or a protector, I'm going to tell you that he also likes to, guys, every football player goes for the Super Bowl ring, right? And when they get it, they will pretty much never take it off or put it in a showcase. It's because they had to work so hard for it. Be the Super Bowl ring.
Right.
Let him show up and show you who he really is. Don't make those assumptions. Don't make any excuses. And just take that road. And if you do that, there should be some pretty good success with this, okay?
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.
And you too.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 415. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hey, Tony. I'm great. Funny
Excellent.
Show, a little rough riding in the beginning, but here we are.
Wasn't that obvious? I love my callers so much, and sometimes, like, some things are meant for a private reading, and then some things just, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, I want to help everybody, and I just, sometimes I, anyway, let's just talk about
let's talk about my problem.
How can I help you today?
Thanks. So I have an idea for like something. You helped me with this like a couple of weeks ago, but this is like a different element of it. I'm still processing through this stuff. I'll have an idea for like a business activity or an event, or maybe like say to do a radio show or something, but then I'll go schedule it or I'll schedule the class. And then something happens that I lose my motivation to do it. Like it could just be within 15, 20 minutes, an hour later that I'm like, I don't know if I really even care to do it. And I'm like tired now. And so I'm like, are you picking up anything? Like, what is going on with that like impulse to go do? I go do it, I plan it, and then I'm like, don't really care if it happens.
Yeah, you know what? I get a little bit of that too, and I'm trusting you for like self-sabotage, test no, you're clear, you're unclear. I'm trying to like fish through your energy and see what it is. There's something that blocking her from having successful events. And okay, so let's not worry about exactly what it is. Right now I'm just clearing there's something stopping you or blocking you from having successful events from beginning to end. So once this is cleared, I think it's, you know, and I do recall talking to you, and thank you so much for calling back. I think, like, once we've had an experience or two where things don't come out quite to point the way we wanted them to, we kind of beat ourselves up before we even get to up to bat with it. I'm going to tell you, you know, when you plan an in-person event, it takes so much to get people to show up for something now because there's so much online.
Yes, that's the whole thing. It's like so much energy to go do these things, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You have a really good product, but you're looking at it, you know, guys do great at this. Women are emotional and personal. Where guys are very pragmatic, that's the word they're using. And one of the things that I'm picking up for you is that if you take the personal bit out of it, don't take anything personally. It's business, and that's it. It's going to have a much better result. And then also, only let those, like, balanced emotions come out for this. So like when I'm going to do an event, I look at it from the standpoint of who's going to be in the seat instead of me being the presenter. I do everything from the standpoint of who am I presenting to? Why are they showing up? What are they going to show up for? What's going to make them like get out of bed and get there? What's so important to them? And then when I start at that point, I sold myself on the event, and once I can sell myself on the event, everybody with that perspective is going to show up. And it's just a matter of letting it, you know, doing the appropriate media stuff and then letting it ride. But I am clearing you for anything stopping you or blocking you from having those successful events from beginning to end. And I'm hoping that in 2 weeks you call me and say, okay, I finally set up an event and this is what it is and this is where it is. Okay, and
Tony, can I just ask you one more thing before we like run out of it's related to this, because it's even with like I'll do a Facebook Live and I'll go schedule and I'll say, okay, hey, I'm going to do it. And then I feel like, I'm too tired today. I don't know. I don't really have energy for it. Or so it's even with like non-paying things.
Yeah. That, you know, I'm not, here's what I'm going to tell you. We are clearing it right now. And I'm going to tell you, it's that defeat is the word I get. Like you're it's not self-sabotage because I tested that, but I get the word defeat. You're defeated before you start it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, like that's, I don't, Yeah. What I believe.
Okay.
Then just work through that.
Let this clear, and then let go of your expectations and your emotions about things. Stay balanced, and run it like a man would run it. Like, we don't see men, like, men have no problem having the confidence to run events and be in that space, right?
Okay.
So just run it like a man would. Think like a man. So, okay, so the show is
so
pretty
sexist
much over.
Of you, but I will do that. Okay.
Okay, excellent. Please reach back out to me and let me know how everything goes. I do want to keep in touch and see how everything goes with you, okay?
That's great. Thank you very much, Toni. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.